Tyler for Love and welcome to the Sound More Scientist podcast. This episode, I'm going to talk about how to create a brand or how to create a social media account to share your research or to share your work. My name is Amy Mazza-Miller and I'm the creator of the Sound More Scientist social media platform. I created this account back in 2015 when I started my master's because I saw that there were some scientists on social media, but there were no New Zealand scientists or even Pacifica scientists. So I wanted to share with people what my research was like from my perspective and to hopefully inspire others who may think about going into science. So currently Sound More Scientist is on majority of the social media platforms. So that includes LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, and also podcasting platforms, so Spotify and Apple, as well as because we have a podcast. I have had so many great opportunities from just sharing my experiences online. Been part of books, been part of educational books for students, which is a big passion of mine because that's the whole reason why I'm doing Sound More Scientist, to inspire the next generation into science. I've also had multiple interviews. I've met some great people with other podcasts. And so I want that for you as well, to give you further opportunities to, if you're in research, to share and let know people about your work, or even if you're just in high school, just sharing your experiences of what it's like. Because I believe when we provide valuable content within social media, as sometimes social media can be a negative place, it is value adding to others. And so I want to share that positivity within social media by sharing how I created the Sound More Scientist platform. So I've got four ways of how to start your brand, or how to become a science communicator, or just how to share your story on social media. And this was actually curated by Danny Washington, who is one of the first Black American marine scientists to have a national wide science show. And so she ran it was part of a STEM Success Summit, and she was one of the guest speakers there, and she talked about her journey about science communication. So the first thing that she recommended is to write down a timeline of how you got to where you are today. So it's really important to acknowledge your journey. Where did you come from? Who were your parents? You know, where do you fuck a papa to? Where's your village? And then talking about your journey, about your schooling processes, what was that like for you? Did you enjoy any subjects? Did you hate any subjects? What did you learn about high school? What did you learn about being in primary school? And then talking about your journey afterwards and any big life decisions that you made that you think may help others. And I think it's really important to bear in mind when you're writing your timeline, it is not to expose yourself, it's really to help others who may be feeling similar, who have similar experiences. Because what I've learned is that often when we go through hard times, other people have experienced it as well, and you're not the only one. So when you have that timeline down, you can write it down, draw it out, however you feel like that. The second thing is to create a brand for yourself. So that means creating a website. If you want to be a website, I find is more formal, but social media is really the way to go because you can reach a larger platform and a larger group of people on social media. So when you're creating a brand for yourself, bearing in mind you can always change what you want to name yourself. I think the most important thing is just to create an account and go from there, because you can always refine it. For me, in the beginning, and I guess naturally I'm a perfectionist, so I want everything to be perfect and ordered and have everything in line before I start. But the reality is, this process for you and creating your social media account or brand is a continuous journey, and you're going to continuously evolve. So when you're creating your brand for yourself, it is really important to have a why. Why do you want to create a science communication platform? Or why do you want to share your story? Or why do you want to provide content that is going to be helpful for people? So for me, I created Sound More Scientist because I noticed that there were not any other Pacifica on social media. And so I wanted to provide that gap for others so that they can see that content and be like, okay, firstly, there are scientists out there. This girl looks like me, so I could be a scientist as well. And also to show people what it's really like to be in science, because I feel like I only had references to cartoons and movies of what it's like to be in science, and that's not how it really is. So that's why I'm doing Sound More Scientist podcast, and that's why I'm doing it today, really to help all of you in your own journey. And you know, some people may watch my content and be like, okay, this is really not for me, like science is not for me, and I'm so grateful for that, because then it saves you time and it saves you money as well, because so many people go to university thinking they're going to do this science degree, but then they're like, at the end of it, nah, that's not for me. So they've wasted their time and they've wasted their money. So that's why I provide this content to you, to see, you know, how this can help your journey and be and do something that you're happy with and something that you're going to be successful at. So number two is creating brand for yourself, website, social media, but it's really important to understand why you're creating your social media platform. Number three is to find your favorite way to communicate. So some people are really great at doing videos like this, talking to the camera. Other people are really creative and like funny. I am not funny, so I kind of stay away from that type of stuff, and I do more trends. When we think about TikTok, you know, if you're a great dancer, do dancing to inform your viewers about whatever you want to do. I'm not good at dancing. Also, another great way is audio. So podcasting is really popular, and I really encourage you to do podcasting because it is super easy. Like, you can start off with just having audio, and all you need is your phone, so you can just record anywhere. And that's the beauty of podcasting. It doesn't need to be like fancy, you know, like set up as a studio with your fancy mics. You just need a phone to start off with, and then if you feel like you can progress to video. And so for me, when I film my podcasts, I film them on my phone in terms of the audio, and then I do have a recorder here that has a lavalier mic, just because I find when I listen to podcasts, I often listen to them in the car, and audio is actually really important to have when you're driving, because there's like other sounds around. But if you just wanted to start off, podcasting and audio is a really good way if you feel comfortable talking, and you can just need your phone. Also written as well. Written is, even though audio is more favored at the moment, if you feel like your strength is writing, then you could do blogs as well. LinkedIn is a really untapped social media account, and that can provide a lot of value to people. So for me, I do a lot of my written work on LinkedIn. So there are longer posts going into detail about the episodes that I've talked about. I'm not that great at writing, even though we have to do writing in science, but I do make the effort to share my content because I want everyone to be informed about it, and hopefully it'll help them on their journey as well. So another favorite way to communicate is through pictures. This is not as favored as much. Like, you'll notice on Instagram, if pictures are not being prioritized just on the platform, but I still like to post pictures just because that's my favorite way to communicate what I'm doing, and I'm finding that I get more traction with pictures compared to videos, and so that just seems to be working for me. So you can still do pictures as well, but when we're talking about sharing content on the social media platforms, realistically you want to be on all of them. So you want to be really good at written, audio, and also video. And the great thing is you can just talk about one theme across all the different platforms, but present them in different ways. So that means you'll have multiple content to post on the different platforms. The really interesting thing about social media is that it is about content. The more you post, the more traction that you're going to get from people, or you're going to understand more what people like and what people don't like. It's really important to, again, have that why in your mind, because then that will dictate all the posts that you put out. So at the moment, when I'm doing my podcasting, I'm thinking, what do people want? Like, what is going to add value to people? So I try to make how-to videos on study techniques, things that work for me. This video on how to create a social media platform, because we need more of our voices in social media. So it's just really important when you're creating a content like a video or creating a picture, it's really important to understand why and how you're going to provide value for your audience. So number four is actually build content and don't stop. So as I talked about before, content is king. When you want to share your story and get more opportunities and provide more value for people, you need to post a lot of content. So I actually listen to Gary Vee a lot, and he says that for his company, I think multi-million dollar, billion dollar company, they would post 100 content posts a day. And he says that is not enough for him. So if that's his standard, 100 posts a day, and when I think about it, I hardly see any of Gary Vee posts. So if you think about yourselves and when you're starting out, it's a lot of content that you got to put out. So for me, at the moment, I'm working my way up to 100. I currently have a goal of posting 2 podcast episodes a week, but from that, creating little snippets for you guys to add value. So I think I have about 3, 6, 9, 12, roughly like 15 to 20 posts a day. And so it's really important to create all the content that you have. So when you're creating your content, it's important to provide value for the person, but also provide a bit more context around yourself. So for instance, if you have a hobby or if you play sports, it is really cool to have that aspect included within your social media so people can have that relatability, like, oh my gosh, this person loves netball, so do I. Like, and that also within research, and so that for people is sometimes like breaks down the walls, and it's like, okay, that person is real. They are relatable. And so for me, I want to do this a bit more, but like, animals are a big part of my life. So I have a horse and I have lots of dogs, and so I want to be sharing more content about the animals in my life. And for those who are thinking, you know, I don't want to share too much with myself on social media, that is absolutely fine. Like, you can just share one particular aspect, like in the morning you love to have this type of breakfast, like you could just have that and make so much content out of that, like film yourself going to the supermarket buying the ingredients, and then you could do like a short video of how you prepare it, and then you could just do like a mukbang of your eating, and then you could do like an ASMR. Like, there's so many little things that you could do on just on your favorite food for breakfast. And if you're also shy being in front of the camera, that is also all good as well. You don't have to put yourself on video. What you could do is, like, you could do, if you have someone, you could do like them just filming you walking from the back, and then you could have like audio on top, or you could be like walking and having audio, or you could just have like I know there's lots of different filters today, so you could have like completely different filter on if you wanted to, or some people are quite creative where I've seen that they will have like the spit covered from their nostril up, and then they'd have like only the mouth exposed with like little eyes. I think there's like a mukbang that I saw, but it hides the identity of the person, and it's also really interesting for the viewer to see. So again, if you're concerned about sharing personal content or even being visually on social media, then there are many ways around it. But today I wanted to share this information with you on how to create a social media platform, or how to share your research, because coming from a science perspective, as a research perspective, we do all of this work within the silo at the university. But what is frustrating is that all this work is for our community, but often our community do not hear or see what is happening. And so I feel like it's our responsibility as researchers to share with the community what we're doing, and I find that social media is the best way to explain what you're doing. And again, it provides so many opportunities to have a greater engagement with our people, to get feedback, but also for you yourself to provide yourself opportunities in terms of career development. So that is getting exposure on local networks or getting exposure within podcasts and media as well. So to create your own social media platform or research a platform, you need to write down a timeline of how you got to where you are today. Number two, create a brand for yourself on the website or social media platforms. Number three, find your favorite way to communicate. So that could be via audio, written, or pictures. And lastly, number four, build content and don't stop. If you need any more help with creating your own social media brand or research platform on social media, please let me know and I'll be more than happy to help. Same with you, Amanoa.